Why, say, you're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 FM radio. This is a very special broadcast from Cape Ball, New Brunswick. We reek of fish guts and we're covered in crabs.
Yay! Come on, Buffalo!
California Ramblers with Horses, featuring the great Adrian Rollini on the bass saxophone. Now here's a number by Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trombauer with A Good Man Is Hard to Find, and boy, ain't that the truth.
Thank you.
You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. Now it's here, Adrian Olini with Dustin the Donkey. Don't forget to get underneath his scrotum. Dustin the Donkey featuring Adrian Rollini on the bass saxophone. Now, for no reason at all, in C, here's Frankie Trombauer on the C melody saxophone. Why, sure. Isn't that nice?
Yep. Thank you. Tarot by Janine. How's everybody doing?
Really good.
I'm doing good.
Me too.
I want to have a look at April.
Okay.
So we've just about completed March. Let's look at April. And I want to do it in a big zodiac. So we're going to have a look at all around April, just for the world, in a big zodiac.
Okay. It's going to be good.
So we've got the Fool.
That's
in the first house of Aries. So it's the house of our ego selves and how we're presenting ourselves or how we're feeling about ourselves on a real surface level as humans, right? It's because of the house of ego. So we've got the Fool, which is like living every day, one day at a time, and actually being really in the moment.
That's how you're going
to
be.
Actually, that is a very evolved state to be. So if you can get to that place, and the card coming up here says, our ability to be in that place is actually really high in April, which is amazing because it's a very evolved state to be, to just be trusting. This guy's trusting in the universe and living every day, one day at a time, and just trying to create as he goes.
You got to.
Okay, so that's a really important thing to remember.
It's the only way to stay sane.
And it looks like it's available to us, and in particular in April. Okay, and across from it is the Ace of Pentacles. Okay, so the aces are really, really good. And in particular, in a placement here, like in the seventh house. So we're going to have a new relationship with our world.
Okay.
Ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like we're actually out of the relationship we were having, the dysfunctional one, with our governments, our systems. So people watching.
Finally.
Feel like they've realized that they personally can break off the relationship with all of these entities, okay, and dark forces, let go and create their own realities. Okay, so people have actually realized that, and that's so important. Okay,
we
could actually recreate our world by personally, individually recreating how we feel about it.
We're doing it.
It sounds crazy, but it's actually the secret to the universe.
You know it is. And guess what? We're doing it right here on Space Plane. Very special broadcast from Cap Pelée, New Brunswick.
Perfect. personally recreate your world, and then everybody else follow suit eventually, because we're all part of each other. But if everybody focused on that, okay, and so breaking off your relationships with those dark entities and personally creating healthy ones with your own self. Okay, so here we've got the Nine of Pentacles. Now, this is financially again. So much, you know, it's going down. But the big picture is it ends up leading us or giving us the opportunity to be more individualistic and break off our relationship with governing factions, okay? In this case, dysfunctional ones and even demonic ones, okay, around our money system. It gives us freedom to recreate, okay? And I believe there's even some people in the background creating and giving us a little bit of a softer landing. Again, doesn't mean you do nothing. You need to take care of yourselves in these times, and there are going to be some rough waters navigate. Okay, we're going to have to really examine what's being offered. And really be careful about how we reinvest our financial wealth, if we have any. And or yeah, that's a pretty big if, huh? How do we create, going forward, a new money system? We're going to co-create it. I think there's a base for it already set in place. But we're going to really take a lot of personal responsibility around that kind of thing. So the whole lesson in these times is taking personal responsibility and personally develop a connection with our intuition.
That's all I ever do, Janine. I know this world can be so mean, but I'm turning into a waking dream, and a good one at that. I know the world ain't no ball, nah. I know it's flat. I learned that and a whole lot of other things while I was hanging out and doing my thing. Getting real mellow with nature and the trees. Ain't no demonic forces got me on my knees.
So we can feel it. Even if everybody says one thing, how do you feel? If your intuition says something else, go with that. That's what I've always done. Go with the instincts. Okay, so we're really learning how to be independent beings here. And we get stronger in it in April. Okay, so here we've got the Two of Cups. So the Two of Cups, and this is around how we're thinking and what we're creating with our mind, thoughts, words, right? Because that's how we create thoughts and words. Okay, so the Two of Cups across from the Chariot. Making arrangements and agreements. I have a feeling we're going to get a lot closer to what we're calling the alliance. I have a feeling we're going to have more of a relationship with. So more truthers might be contacted by the alliance. More people might have interactions with people that are actually closer to that source. I have a feeling we're going to start getting a closer look at who's been working in the background, and people are going to know how they can be of assistance, and we can help create that new world. It's going to give us a step closer.
Thank you.
Now here we've got the world. Now that's in the fourth house, so the house of home and the house of our hearts and how we're feeling in our sort of root of ours. What roots us? What roots the reading? Okay, and it's across from this really hard card. Okay, so this is interesting. We see the other side of where we're going. We still have some of the hard stuff to go through. We see that. Okay, and all the rebuilding, but we see the new world in our heart. So we need to hold in our heart that vision for the world that we want to create. So it won't all be created in April, obviously not. And we still have some hardship to go through here as humans. Okay, but at least we can hold in our heart the vision of our new reality we're creating. Okay, so that's right in the root. Brilliant. Okay, so we're going to have to just transfer that to how it feels to be out there. Okay, and don't stay in, like, start being responsible for how you're feeling something. Okay, don't let it overtake you and become your reality and truth. Okay, unless it's a good feeling. So you can make choices about what you want to transmute out in the world, right? Transmute the new vision, even while going through the last moments of the old version. You know what I mean? Right. So that'll help dissipate that energy. Our energy is really powerful. Okay, so here we've got the Seven of Cups. So the Seven of Cups across from the Page of Wands. This is around creativity, but it can also be... So I think the dysfunctional in the world, so that can be everybody from all the dysfunctional systems that we've allowed to function, okay, and you know, who have created in the background while we were busy not paying attention. We were busy watching mainstream media.
I was paying attention.
Not all of us, obviously. Okay, we're really looking for new ways to deal with that dysfunctional system. This Page of Wands looks for new ways to deal with and put that in its place. It's almost like how you look at it. So if you stop seeing it as this big, scary, demonic thing, and we even stop calling it that because it's weak, and it's we're dissipating it daily by putting love out there and a vibration that's different, that's loving, that's optimistic, that sees a beautiful future. If we can keep that vibration high, we can get the last bit of this energy off the earth plane. And that's really important. There's always going to be some naysayers. There's always going to be some downers. There's always going to be some non-believers going through, even as we create our new world. But if you stay focused on your vision, it really helps, right? It really helps. Yeah. So have this new way of even looking at that dysfunction. Use a little humor even.
It's right? Funny.
The dysfunction.
You know?
A little bit of humor really helps.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so here we've got the Queen of Swords. Now, she's in the daily routines, also around the health. So the daily routines and health, we've got the Six of Swords. So the Queen of Swords across from the Six moves out of troubled water. So both of these are sword cards. So it's about speaking and thinking. Okay, so continuing having really high ability for good boundaries, a really sharp sense of where your boundaries are. Don't let down your guard in April. Don't let down your boundaries. Even though we're seeing really big glimpses of our new life coming in our future, we still need our really good boundaries. In particular, we're going to see people fighting against, you know, what they perceive as the real enemy. We know what the real enemy is. A lot of people don't. People are going to, there's going to be a lot of anger and dysfunction around when they discover, because as these things come out about the, and what really went down, you know, there's more and more disclosure around that. We've been seeing it even in March. We're going to see that even more in April. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of angry people. We're going to need really good boundaries and stay with what we know to be true. Okay, and don't get caught up in other people's anger because they're way behind on it. You know what I mean? And they're just catching up to the scenario. Okay, so we looked at that ace. So it does look like with two aces, beautiful. We have a whole new relationship with ourselves, and we're loving, and with our universe. And we realize that we're creating our own reality. That's really, those are really good strides for humanity. This is exactly what this whole thing was meant to teach us. Okay, and we've got this Hanged Man. So the Hanged Man, this is around the financial. It's across from, it's in the House of Scorpio. It's across from the House of Taurus. And we saw this. This is a very solid, good, like, even though we're going to go through some really rough, and we will, rough patches around our finances, we're going to see really high interest, and that will really ramp up in April. You better believe it. Okay, we're going to need to just really visualize that new system and how we want to create it. What do we want to see in our new financial system? And we need to really keep mindful of independence. So putting our energy towards an independent system that is not global and that is more localized and is based in something solid. It's not necessarily the best time with that Hanged Man to go spending, okay, on things, because so many things are going to change by this time next year. So if you wanted to recreate your home atmosphere, might not be the best. You might want to just put a little lipstick on it for now. So paint a little, you know what I mean? Tidy it up in painting, but you might not want to do total renos or whatever. First of all, you're going to be waiting a really long time for supplies. Second of all, you're going to be paying way too much for things like that. Just wait till things recreate themselves. Give it about a year. When you have aces like that, you're looking at about a year, and then there's a recreated system in place. Doesn't mean it'll be perfect. We're still working out the kinks. We're still working on things. There's a created system. I think it's been running alongside the other system, but it doesn't mean there won't be some glitches in the meantime. We're going to take a little time. Everybody's going to take time. This is huge, right? What we're doing. We're literally recreating the financial system on the earth plane from a very dysfunctional one that was very much against humans to one that's more independent, gives us more independence and freedom. But the exact opposite is what it appears right now. So we're going to need time, and we're going to need to be patient and diligent, and also spend a lot of time visualizing what you believe could work. Okay, and staying in that vision instead of the dreary vision that you're going to be presented. Okay, very important. And we'll get there a lot faster if we can do that, right? Because our vision and our ability to rise vibration, and especially us starseed types, really important right now, right? Could really quicken the whole thing.
Yeah. Magic Queen of Cinnamon, New Orleans.
Thank you.
Why, sure. That was Humpty Dumpty with Frank Trombauer and Bix Beiderbecke. Featuring drums by Chauncey Morehouse, violin, Joe Venuti, piano by Frank Signorelli. Well, I say, I've tried some of your mom's ravioli, and guess what? It's great!
It's great! It's great!
Also, on baritone saxophone and clarinet, Mr. Don Murray. You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. Very special presentation from Cape Bald, New Jersey. I mean, New Brunswick.
Okay.
By the way,
speaking of quickening, with that world card in the bottom, that all of this does quicken. Information coming out, things changing really quickens this month, but then the hard work starts of rebuilding. So that's why I think the Zodiac's trying to tell us, you know, be patient with ourselves, trusting and using our intuition and creative awareness this month, because we're actually setting the whole groundwork for what our future is going to look like. We've been doing it all along, but it seems very specific in April. Okay, so now here we've got this nine, so we're almost at the end of a cycle. We have to visualize and call in the new vision of the future. Okay, so we're almost at the end of a really big Earth cycle, and we need to be already in the new cycle to help that create.
Futuristic rhythm, ever on a beat. Any near drum in my eardrum blows me off my seat. You're the unexpected, disconnected time. Sleep and thinking, futuristic rhyme. Must you blow that dum boom boom, not that all night through? When you know that dun dun dee doo baba makes me goofy. Futuristic rhythm. Dance until I drop. Ever tired, I'm a fire. Don't you ever stop. Thank you.
That's just how it works. That's how creative process works. It's like an artist creates the vision and they're already there to the end product. That's how they end up doing it. Do you know what I mean? And then it's just literally physically the doing. Okay, so here we've got that page of wands, and it's across from. So we looked at that page of wands, looking at new, and this has been a theme here, really looking at who we're hanging out with, who we're spending time with, staying away from dysfunction, staying away. If somebody's really in a low vibration, you want to spend as little time as possible with those people. It's really important to stay in a high vibration and look towards the future. Even in, hardship, it's important to do visualizing where you're going, not sitting in what feels like, where you are right there, because you create that future a lot quicker. Okay, so here we've got the Six of Swords. That's in the deep unconscious knowing. That's also in what the universe wants to say, the message from the universe. So many truths are coming out, and so many truths in particular about justice. So April looks like we get a lot of truths and a lot of glimpses at, and even literal information about justice being served. So we might even get some glimpses at those secret tribunals that have been going on and things that have been going on. So the veil might lift just a little bit for us. So that'll be interesting. And that'll be really important. That's so important for people. I actually hope the whole thing just comes right up. Let's just let it all out of the cat, right out of the bag. But it does look like that's even a possibility with that Six of Swords. Six of Swords says you get clarity and you move out of choppy waters into smoother water, so knowing more. So we know a lot more. We might not know everything, but we know a lot more in April around the justice that's being served and how these things are going to be brought to justice, how these people are going to be brought to justice. We got a lot more information on that here, and a lot more of that is coming to the public. So that's going to be a good thing. That's very healing. Okay, so now back to the Fool. So we're back to the Fool, and then with that Ace in the middle. So how to creatively be in our right here in the moment, try to be present, okay, witnessing what's happening, but not taking it personally, and keeping that vision in our heart, that vision of our future world in our heart, where we're going. Keep the vision of where you're going and don't just get stuck in, okay, I'm right here now and this feels yucky. Do you know what I mean? Really, you can acknowledge that where you are, but also have a vision of where you're going and trust in your bigger vision.
Thank you.
This has been a very special hour of Space Plane, because the world is an immovable plane that certainly doesn't rotate around anything. Now, that was Crazy Cat by Frank Trombauer and his orchestra, featuring Bix Beiderbecke, Joe Venuti, and the great Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone.
The master of the hot vibraphone and bass sax, Adrian Rollini. Adrian Rollini making a command reappearance. And as you know, Adrian is the fellow who plays just about everything in the band, but marvelously. And Adrian, what do you feel like playing for us tonight?
Well, Paul, if a few of the boys in the rhythm section will back me up, I'd like to warm up on the vibraphone with a little bit of, say, Honeysuckle Rose.
Honeysuckle Rose, that's perfectly all right. Adrian, it's yours. We're going to hear from you later on. Now, be assisted by Johnny Williams on the drums, Ward Lay on the bass fiddle, and Frankie Worrell on the guitar. A jam gang that really is going to send us. All right, boys, when you're ready, Adrian. Thank you.
for you. That's the way it goes. It don't go, if you're going to give your energy to some, give it to some, give it for what they going to give you back in return. You praying to Jesus Christ and you ain't getting shit from that dude. You praying to Jehovah and Yahweh and you ain't getting shit from them. That ain't how it goes. In the old religion, you would go to an entity and you would ask them for something. They would give you exactly what you want in exchange for something. They'd just give it to you.
Sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day.
I'm saying that's how it goes. The old religion deals with pacts, it deals with agreements, it deals with bonds, it deals with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Period. And that's how it goes. And there's nothing wrong with going to Baphomet and making a pact with Baphomet and saying I'll do this in exchange for that. It's nothing wrong with going to, you know, it's nothing wrong with going to these deities. There's nothing wrong with going to Delia and asking Delia for something in exchange for something else. There's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, going to these different entities.